Hey Sharks fans, here is an exclusive offer for you. The Sharks will pay the fees on all standard tickets to Sharks home games, excluding the September 24th community game between now and September 6th. Guarantee your seats for some of the most memorable nights of the year and get ready for an exciting season of Sharks hockey. Score your tickets now at sjsharks.com/promotions. Again, that's sjsharks.com/promotions.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time now for the instant replay of a very exciting yet very disappointing game for San Jose Sharks hockey players, coaches, and fans. In front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans, it was the Blackhawks coming back from a 4-0 deficit to win 5-4 in overtime. Here's how it happened today. It began very well for the Sharks, as you can tell by the initial score. The San Jose would go on the power play when Mackenzie Entwistle took a 2-minute tripping call at 3:24, and Thomas Bortolo made a nice finish to make it 1-0. Thomas Bortolo in their forechecking couldn't get it, but Addison held it in on the left point, gloved it down, went over to Addison in front, Zetterlund shoots, tip, score! Bortolo in front of the net. Nice little setup. Nice keep in by Addison on the left point. And Zetterlund sent it toward the goal on the pass to the right side. Bortolo with the stick down gets it past Mrazek. That's a power play goal for Thomas Bortolo. 1-0 San Jose. At 3:53, that was Bortolo's fifth of the season. First of two on the night. Zetterlund and Addison assisted. Sharks 1 and the Blackhawks nothing. And then at 10:17 of the opening period, it would be Bortolo again to make it 2-0. Sharks have a little extra room. They didn't have this much room in the Tampa game. Moving in Bailey, a little drop pass Bortolo. Shoot, star! Thomas Bortolo, beautiful finish. And the Sharks lead 2-0 on Bortolo's second goal of the game, number 6 on the season. That is his second two-goal game of the year. He had two against Ottawa earlier. But right now, it was a 2-0 Sharks lead, 10:17. The time, Bortolo's sixth of the season, second of the night, and Justin Bailey and Nico Sturm assisted on the play. That's how the first period ended. The Sharks outshot the Blackhawks 15-9, and all was looking mighty good. But things would start to slightly turn in the appearance of the hockey on the ice in the second period. Chicago would outshoot the Sharks 14-10 as an indicator. But the Sharks kept on getting offensive results. But before that, let's get to a big save that Devin Cooley made at the end of the first period to keep it 2-0 to the end of one. Reichel skates up the left side across the San Jose line, whips it rink wide. There comes a shot. What a save by Devin Cooley. And that was off the stick of Landon Slaggart, the Notre Dame product, racing down the right side, thinking he's got a great chance. But Cooley, with an athletic move, was able to keep it out. 16 seconds into the second period, it was 3-0, and it would be Fabian Zetterlund who would do it. Zetterlund gets a pass, shoots, and scores! Driving down the center lane, the Sharks won the draw. It's Zetterlund getting a pass from Clean Custard, and what a rocket of a wrist shot that gets right by Mrazek only 16 seconds after the faceoff. Wow, the Sharks are up 3-0. Number 19 on the season for Zetterlund, Kostin, and Mario Ferraro, who was a key player to win that puck and get it over to Kleem to make that pass, makes it a 3-0 Sharks lead. Then the Sharks would go on the power play, and it would be a 4-0 lead. Well, power play for the Sharks here from Cache Creek Casino Resort. In front, Zetterlund gets the pass, shoots, score! What a play! The Sharks get the draw behind the net, and Eklund, from the right corner, slides it right across through the crease, basically, and Zetterlund has a tap-in. A thank you very much kind of a cookie time for Fabian Zetterlund. That's number 20 on the season, and the Sharks score on the power play. They lead 4-0. Well, everything looked like it was mighty good for Sharks hockey, and they would cruise to victory in front of a sellout crowd. But that was as good as it got. That was the high water mark of the game, and it was a really pretty goal. William Eklund looking back at the point, but knew where Zetterlund was, and he slid the puck to his right without even looking, went right through the crease. Everybody was fooled on the Chicago side, including Mrazek, who could have easily have stopped that with his goalie stick, but because everybody thought that Eklund was going to throw back to the point, it came across. Zetterlund tapped it in, 20th of the year, his first 20-goal season. That was a power play goal. Eklund and Mikhail Granlund assisted, and it was 4-0 San Jose. Devin Cooley continued to play some pretty solid goal for the Sharks with the score 4-0. Here's an example. Addison just lost it inside his own end. Centering feed. What a save by Cooley twice off of Connor Bedard. That was centered by Foligno and a point-blank chance for Bedard, the rookie phenom, and two fabulous saves by Cooley. 3.5 gone by in the second period, and oh my goodness, that is a confidence builder right there for the young kid from Los Gatos. Boy, that really was something for Cooley, and at that point it was 4-0 Sharks, but eventually things would start to crack as the Blackhawks, as I mentioned, had the better of the shots and had the better of the puck possession, and former Shark Ryan Donato would get the rally started. Here's Radish down the right. Long slap shot, save, rebound, score! That's Ryan Donato, yet another goal against the Sharks, his former team. An innocent-looking slap shot, save made by Cooley, but Ryan Donato gets the Blackhawks on the board, and that makes it the Sharks 4 and the Blackhawks 1. Donato had a goal a week ago against the Sharks in another Chicago win. This was a really huge one, even though it didn't seem it at the time. At 6:45 of the second period, it made the score. The Sharks 4, the Blackhawks 1. Donato's 11th from Taylor Radish and Tyler Johnson. That group played very, very well in the ensuing minutes. During a delayed penalty, it would be Johnson that would get the puck on his stick, but the reason why he did was because of Donato. And listen to what happened.
Penalty coming
somebody,
up.
Somebody's got a broken stick behind the net. Penalty coming up. Centering pass. They score! The puck was centered to Tyler Johnson. During a delayed penalty, no chance for Devin Cooley. That was a really good job by Radish to keep the puck in the zone, Drew. And then a combination of Donato, who got knocked down in the play by Granlund behind the net. That resulted in the penalty. Oh. And a centering feed by Donato right to Tyler Johnson. And all of a sudden, we got a two-goal game. 4-2 the score, 13:20 the time of that goal by Tyler Johnson, his 16th of the season. Ryan Donato was second of 3 points on the game, and Taylor Radish his second assist. And that was during a delayed penalty. They didn't quite pull the goaltender out because that's how quickly that they scored when that play was made. So 4-2 in favor of the Sharks, ended 2. No problem, right? Just shut her down in the third period and cruise to victory. Well, unfortunately, that did not happen. And in fact, another delayed penalty did produce an extra attacker onto the ice for Chicago. And at 6:20, it would be Seth Jones making it a one-goal contest. Off the boards, Jones to the point. Kaiser near side. Jones shoots. Score!
Did it again. A delayed penalty, they score.
Second straight delayed penalty goal for the Blackhawks. In the second period, it was Tyler Johnson. This time, it's Seth Jones. And all of a sudden, hold on, folks. We've got a one-goal game. The Sharks' lead is cut to 4-3. Wow. Seth Jones, his 5th of the season, from Wyatt Kaiser and Connor Bedard at 6:20 of the third. Sharks 4, Blackhawks 3. It came down to the final minute. Off came Mrazek. The extra attacker jumped on. And then this. And it's kept in by Jones behind the net. Donato, centering attempt, side of the goal, score! Kurashev, side of the goal. Donato made that play work. With 47 seconds to play, the Blackhawks, with an extra attacker goal, have tied the game 4-4. An inexplicable way to force overtime. Kurashev had two guys on him. Both Mario Ferraro and Mikhail Granlund were there, but somehow he got his stick loose, and he had a couple of chances to the net. His 15th of the season with the extra attacker on was assisted by Ryan Donato and Nick Foligno. Time of it, 19:13 to the third, and it was 4-4, and we were headed to overtime. Unfortunately for the San Jose Sharks, overtime would not last very long, and in fact, it lasted only 18 seconds. We barely were able to set up the play for you. Well, here we go with overtime at SAP Center at San Jose. What a wild, wacky game we've had. 3-on-3, and here come the Blackhawks moving right into the Sharks zone. Kurashev feeds it back to the point. Here comes Jones. Shoot! Score! Blackhawks win 5-4, 18 seconds into overtime. I can't believe what I just saw. And that's how it ended. Jones' second goal of the game, his 6th of the season, assisted by Philip Kurashev. And it is a Blackhawks 5-4 victory. 1 point for the Sharks, but nobody will talk about that at all when talking about this game. Final shots, 31-30 in favor of Chicago. And that one shot difference is the difference in the game in overtime. The Sharks falling back now in the standings as they pick up an OT loss, 16-46-8 this season. They have 40 points, while the Blackhawks get their 20th win of the season against 46 losses and 5 OTs. They have 45 points on the year. That's our instant replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.